You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host, Chris.
And Jonathan, via Skype here.
Yeah, we're Skyping it today.
Yes, sir.
All good, man. It's another week, man. We three quarters of the way in. Four games left in the NFL.
Man, it's getting so close to playoff time now, and you're just like, It's at that time again now where you're just like, yes, playoff time is coming. But then again, you're like, damn, the end of the season is like 2 months away.
I know.
You're like, damn.
And of course, you know, for fantasy purposes, for most playoffs is about to start.
Ooh, and I won both games last week.
Yeah, I got
one. I dominated. The other, I won by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet after tonight what the outlook look like.
All I know is I best be in the playoffs.
Well, I know I lost, so.
That can only help. Thank you. That can only help me.
Yeah.
I need all the help I can get at this point.
Nah, I feel you. You know, but we played, got that W up in the Hoopla Fantasy League.
Yeah. That was my fault. That was partly my fault. I kept forgetting to set my damn lineups, just like I did tonight. I forgot to set my lineup again tonight. I need to just set that shit up for the month.
Yeah, you need to just weekly.
You need to set it up for the year.
You need to do it Sunday night, or you need to do it Monday during lunch.
God, I'm always forgetting. And I think about it, too. It hits me right when it's like 4:25. I'm like, oh, shit.
Let me check. You got two people are like, it's locked.
God damn it. It's all good, though. I'll get you back next time.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We're going to be playing again. Yeah, NBA is picking up. Got some funny things going on. Some interesting stuff. Injuries and whatnot.
Yes,
college
sir.
Football. Hey, man, the playoffs is here. Or at least the college football playoff. The Final Four have been announced. And, you know, the committee ain't really have to do much work on that.
It was easy.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, some folk got some serious payday in MLB.
Oh, yeah.
All season starting.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, we're getting into our noises and what the fucks, as usual. Yes, so if y'all want to get at us, holler at us, any comments, any feedback, chop it up with us with some sports talk, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave us a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can also leave us a comment or review on iTunes and Stitcher, or you can hit us up on our show page at blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you. Holla!
All right. Well, let's get into some of this feedback we got.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Let's start off with the voicemail.
All right.
Brothers Layman, what's going on? Teddy D, Why Not Podcast on Script. So let's start with the positive side of what I heard from the show, man. Hey, I appreciate the love to the Orlando Magic as we are fighting for supreme mediocrity in the East. I mean, come on. We got the young talent. they're kind of turning into a slash and one shooter team, and it's really interesting to see what they're doing with them. I like the staff, I like the coaching staff, I like the players. We're developing, it's looking good. That being said, yes, I'm excited you guys are talking about college basketball. And the fact that my Louisville Cards are not ranked, mark my words, I am not a conspiracy brother, but put my name on this comment. The only reason is because of Katina Powell and the hooker situation that ESPN and every other news station ran with when they didn't know the details. You know what, man? I'm gonna call back probably next week, give you the whole rundown. It's just a 5-minute thing. And it was horrible reporting because it was a good headline. Was there something crazy going on? Yeah. Is Louisville the only school? No. It never was, never will be. So yeah, that being said, Kentucky deserves it, man. As I call them, John Calipari, the best offseason coach ever. All he does is recruit top talent and get one championship out of that. I mean, if you want to send your boy to the league, he's the guy to go to. If you want to win a shift, come to Patino. That's all I'm saying. All right, Oof. Keep up the good work, y'all. Peace.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Appreciate Shout out, Teddy D. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Hey, for your we got to talk. It does feel like that. I'm pretty sure Louisville will get into the ranking soon. I believe they are. Yeah. As far as Kentucky, yeah, Calipari does feel that kind of way. That he, if you are a one and done kid, that's where you go. Now you may not really develop like that while you're there, but if you're the star player, you're getting mass shine.
Yeah, but UCLA put it on them.
Yeah, they did.
Put it on them.
Yeah, we did. We're gonna get into that. Sorry, Lish.
Whooped whoop. Put it on them.
Yeah, man.
From that West Coast, that's what's happening.
Yeah, man. I love seeing that. And for Orlando, hey, you know, I saw that they moved Oladipo to the bench, and so far it's paid dividends.
I mean, look, Scott Skiles is a pretty decent coach. We know. I mean, his history has shown he's going to do a decent job, get the team into the playoffs. They'll be a scrappy team, but he is not a guy who's going to win a championship. He's a coach that can whip a team somewhat in the playoff shape. I mean, you saw he was, you know, he did some good things with Chicago, did some good things with Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So he can get a team to the playoffs, but as far as just taking them to that next level, that's just not really his expertise. Yeah.
He'll take you from where you are now, which is at the bottom, to maybe the second round
of the playoff.
Well, you in the playoffs and you become basically you're a playoff team, and then you get somebody else to take you from a playoff team to a championship caliber team. Yep. But from where you're at, yeah, he's doing a good job. You know, Evan Fournier has come in and just he lit it up this season.
Yes, he has.
You know, I know Channing Frye starting, got some spacing. Effie Payton's looking nice. You know, right now things is looking good.
Flip Aaron Gordon. And you be good.
Yeah. Y'all are not the bottom feeders. Them teams out in Philly and out here.
Mm.
That's on that bottom.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, appreciate that as always, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely appreciate it, Teddy.
And got the homie Baylor the Great with an email. Hey, man, congratulations, bruh. Got the news. You got a little baby girl.
Oh, congrats. Definitely, congratulations!
Oh yeah, and man, if y'all hadn't heard, make sure you check out
the G Spot podcast.
The father episode. Yeah, myself, Teddy D, Baylor, and Aaron B.
It was little good.
Shorts. We talking about our kids and being fathers and one. This is really good.
It was really good. Very proud of my brother on that one.
Appreciate it. But here we go from Baylor with the People's Champ. One chance at royalty. You have the option to pick out of three scenarios to become wealthy. You can put whatever amount you want in Vegas, multiple casinos with one pick. Every casino would triple your wins. One, last second shot by LeBron against Boston. 2, 4 downs in the red zone, and your QB is Peyton Manning against New England in Foxborough. 3, 4th and goal on the 1-yard line in overtime, Adrian Peterson versus Seattle. And P.S., please hand over the MVP award to Cam now.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's
just
looking
do it.
Yep.
As far as the scenario, I mean, it would be very easy to take, you know, Peyton Manning against. No, I'm just playing. Scenario that I would take.
If you're going to put money on it.
I'll put money on it. I'm taking Adrian Peterson 4th-and-1 against Seattle every time.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Because let me tell you something. You can shut down Adrian Peterson sometimes, but most of the time, 4th-and-1, he getting that in. Yeah. He's getting it in.
Yeah, 4th-and-goal at 1. Yeah, I'll put money on that.
Even if he
may barely just get it over, but he's going to get it over.
The only reason I wouldn't go with Peyton Manning in Foxborough is just because I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know the distance. So, you know, he could run it. He could pass, whatever the case might be. I don't know. I'm just not sure.
Yeah. If you say like the red zone, that's too big. That's, you know, that's 20 yards.
Yeah.
If you was like, you know, you at the goal or basically like within the 10 yard line, 4 downs. But even then, you like, to Bill Belichick, I don't
exactly
know.
Peyton, that's his freaking kryptonite. Yeah. So, in Foxborough, too.
Yeah, New England will make plays.
And then LeBron, that's just too wishy-washy. I mean, it's just too iffy because I'm just like, did he say three-pointer or just a game-winning
last
shot?
Last-second shot. LeBron against Boston. I was like, I'm assuming he's talking about, you know, Boston of old or championship contending type Boston.
As great as LeBron is, and Storm probably ain't gonna like me about this one, but he ain't the most clutch player in the world.
No,
he hits some clutch shots. He makes clutch plays and decisions, but I mean, as far as a last second shot, I wouldn't put money on it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would either. Now, you know he's going to get it and has a good chance to make it. But, yeah, he's...
It's a good chance he's going to pass it.
Yeah, he might. He might make the right play. I don't know, because he can hit jumpers like that. That's just not his strength.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I had to put money on it, Adrian Peterson is getting it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with you on that. But yeah, man, appreciate that, Baylor.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it, sir. And it's gonna be a bloodbath. We got you this weekend. It's okay. Don't worry. Just take the L in stride. It's all right. We'll be 11-2, and then just waiting for Mr. Manning to come on back and lead us to the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm so loving this season.
Oh yeah, we know you hype.
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well.
I'm even keel.
Yeah, we might as well start. I mean, y'all had the nice game against the Chargers.
Yeah, that game was ugly. Don't try to be nice about it. That game was horrible and horrible to watch.
Yeah, y'all got
I mean,
the,
my God. All the points were basically scored in the first quarter. That game was terrible.
Yeah, y'all got the W.
Yeah, we got the W, which, again... Brock did a decent job getting the W, but again, he was decent. He wasn't great. He wasn't, you know, he hasn't done enough to just push Peyton Manning aside. He hasn't in my eyes.
No.
I'm just like, if he came on the scene and was just throwing like 4 touchdowns every game, then you're like, well, goddamn, you know, I don't know. Now, he's made some good throws. You see he has the arm strength and everything. The running game has worked better with him under center. I will give him that. But as far as just the quarterback play in general, yeah, he's made some decent plays. He's played pretty well. But he hasn't wowed me and really done enough to really seize the starting job from Peyton Manning, at least to me. That's just my opinion.
No, I feel that. I mean, he's done, like you said, he's done enough, but you said maybe, you know, not enough to really take the stranglehold on that.
On I mean, team. if you take away the last, basically the last quarter of the New England game, he's been decent.
Yeah.
He hasn't, but he hasn't been great. So, I mean, everybody was like, oh, snap, oh, he need to replace Peyton. I'm like, well, he's been okay. He hasn't been great. It's not like he just Aaron Rodgers and just bursted out the scene just throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns. He's been cool. He's been good. He's done enough to get the victories. The defense has been lights out as they have been all season. So, I mean, but the one concern I do have with this team now is we are getting a shitload of injuries. Yeah. I think we are down. We're down T.J. Ward. We're down David Bruden. We're down Omar Bolden. We're down 3 safeties.
Oof.
Our offensive line is banged up. We lost our starting nose tackle. We're banged up, dude. I mean, we got a lot of injuries, a lot of guys that are banged up. So, I mean, at this point in time, I really am just hoping these next couple games, I'm like, Brock, win this game against Oakland, you know, whoever we, you know, I forget who we play after that. I'm just trying to lock up one of these 2 seeds immediately so we can rest guys and, you know, give Peyton a game or 2, get his feet wet under him, and get back and ready for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I got it. You know, I had to play this just based on last week. And I know that's how you was feeling.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh?
Got that first and in the street.
The demons. Yes!
No, he was like stomping on them Patriots.
Oh, I was just like, give me that. I was like, give me that W against New England. I will take that to the bank every time. Give me that. I mean, you know, it ain't my fault. Gronkowski got hurt. It is what it is. Patriots had chances to pull out the game and close it out. They didn't do it. It's fine. They left it up there for us to grab, and we took it back. Victory.
No, that's what's up. I mean, y'all handle business like y'all said. Moving on up.
Yeah, because the Patriots, unfortunately.
They falling.
Yeah, I'm talking about my injuries. They got a shitload of injuries.
Yeah, they injuries just keep piling up.
They piling for them. Amen. It's getting to the point I really am starting to sympathize for Tom Brady a little bit. Like, damn, man. He got nobody.
Yeah, you're getting snake bit. I mean, yeah, clearly, like, the Chargers, they've been snake bit all damn season.
Oh, yeah. Chargers been hurt all year. Feeling really bad, Philip Rivers.
They keep getting hurt.
Yeah.
But New England, I mean, and now, taking that second straight L. Shout out to the Philly fans out there. I know y'all happy, because after last week, y'all were like, you know what, Chip Kelly can kick rocks. Get the hell out of here, man. You pissing us off. You know, and then it's like, wait a minute, New England just lost, and now we going into New England. Yep. After that drubbing, you like, oh, shit, we about to get our butts whipped.
I mean, I said on the last episode, they better hope they don't lose by 40, but they almost beat New England by 40. Well, they almost let New England back in the game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. But, you know, shout out to you, Kai, Kimber Fuzz.
E-Color.
Mm-hmm. King Killing, y'all happy. Big win necessary.
Hey, they still in the mix.
Yep. I mean,
that's awful. Y'all it is to say.
I'm going to tell you now what Chip Kelly's going to do in the offseason since he likes training people. He trained DeMarco Murray. This fool had 8 carries, 24 yards. Darren Sproles was getting 15 carries.
Mm.
He was like, he's running Darren Sproles. He running Darren Sproles. Wow, okay. But Darren Sproles was killing.
Yep, and then he going to trade Jordan Matthews.
Your man's a quiet game. They just, hey, man, Eagles just brought it. You got to be happy. You're still in the mix in the NFC least.
Gosh, that division sucks, man.
Yeah. And it was
horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you could just watch tonight. This game just ended. This Dallas Washington. See, I was having hopes, Big B. Maybe they got a chance. They like Washington winning the game.
I know Kurt G is like, I don't know why y'all was getting hyped. I knew this was going to happen. It's like, damn.
I mean, that game, I only turned to it toward the end because I'm like, 3-3, 6-3, 6-6, 9-6. Like, I ain't watching this crap.
What did I say on the last episode? I said, Washington should win this game, but it feels like.
That's what we were saying.
Dallas is just going to win this game. And of course, you always go with the gut feeling. Dallas won. Like, golly, man. Jesus.
Man, how the hell did that happen?
Because the Redskins are whack. I mean, Lord have mercy. If they end up bottoming out of this division, if Dallas ends up clinching this division, I don't know what to say. You're just like,
all y'all need to have some problem.
All y'all need coaching changes. Because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you had them three turnovers. Oof. I mean, Derek McFadden, I mean, yeah, he made up for it, but he was dropping hella crap.
Don't drop that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hope I don't drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
He was like, I walked back. I remember I had to rewind it at one point. I left getting my kids ready. And I was like, wait a minute, when did it's still 9-6. I thought Winston had the ball. Dallas, and I was like, let me rewind, like, oh, you missed the field goal. All right.
And then Dez Bryant, of course, didn't do shit.
Now, he kind of popped up in the fourth quarter, but he was getting his little frustrations out on the field.
Mm-hmm. Getting mad as usual.
Yeah, people were like, maybe he pumping his team up. They were like, no. That's not what he's doing.
Nah, he's just frustrated because he ain't getting no touches. I need a quarterback that can get me the ball.
And then, man, seeing DeSean Jackson ass. Hey. Cause they were already like, oh, he mad. He ain't really getting no touches. Maybe he'll try to do something. And like, all right, I'm right at the 25. Nope. I'm going to go all the way back around and try to cut up. And then what? You fumble.
And fumble.
I know. Yeah, Redskins. And I was like, you fumbled on the, like, 11. Dude, with a minute and a half left, just get. I mean, this game was just, it was frustrating on all sides. You were like,
oh my God.
Was sitting there like, what the? Because I'm like, dude, why are you running? I'm like, okay, now you lost yards. Way to go, and you're wasting time. And you fumble. I was like, you better hope it don't end like this. And lucky for him.
He caught the touchdown
to win it. Because you had dumbass Darren McFadden. It was like, I'm going to run out of bounds. Like, what are you doing?
He caught the touchdown to tie it.
Yep, to tie it up. And then into the face mask penalty, too. I'm like, neither one of these teams want to win. But now you have a three-way tie for first.
Oh, Jesus Christ. With what, 5-7?
Yep. Three teams at 5-7. Redskins, you still at the top of that.
And Dallas is what, a game out? And a game out. They're just a game out. Like, this is
pathetic.
Oh, these teams are.
This is coming down and to the last week. And I think Washington has to play all three of them again. I think these last four games, I think they play all of them. I'm like, oof.
I know it's times like this where you're like, damn, what? They need to just put the top records in. Like, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, that conversation going to come up again. Like, why is a team who's below 500 get the whole home field?
Because let me tell you something. If a 6-10 team makes the playoffs, what, really?
If it's 6-10, I'm gonna be like, God damn, they you gonna force them to change it up. Like, see, they gonna change. If they 7-9, you don't like it, but they'll be like, all right.
Seattle did it. Seattle won.
Yep.
So you're like, maybe. But if you 6-10, you're like, oh, well, Jesus, right?
Somebody else did that. In
the
that
Panthers
league.
Did it.
Yeah, they did it last year.
They were 6-9-1. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now they NFC.
Or think, well, they're 7-8-1, something like that.
Yeah.
They had a tie.
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Keep on moving. You got that Thursday game, man. That was a heartbreaker, too. Green Bay, Detroit. Detroit was playing. I was like, okay, they about to. Green Bay looking like crap still.
You but might as well nothing. Queue up the son of a bitch for the Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. When we get to it, you know I am. Cause that's... I don't know how that happened.
Well, all of a sudden, it was like, well, that bogus face mask.
Yeah, it was. I've even argued with some people. They were like, he touched it. I'm like, oh, so he touched it. Like, well, that's all you got to do. Like, nah, it's just because it's the quarterback. I was like, in fairness to the refs, in regular speed, it looked like it. And I wish the guy who did it was like, don't grab out the shoulder. Don't grab anywhere by the shoulder or the head. All you had, you even have to tackle him. All you had to do was just get up in his face, push him, something. It was like, oh, now you gave him time. Props to Aaron Rodgers, he tossed it up. And them fools just did what they were supposed to do.
I mean, that freaking Hail Mary was just like, it seemed like he threw it like 80 yards in the air. I was like, where the fuck?
Yep, and then for some reason, everybody from Detroit wanted to get to the back of the end zone. And the dude who was guarding Rodgers just left him.
Yeah, Richard Rodgers was just like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah, but everybody behind him, I'm like, where the hell, why are all the blue jerseys in the back? Like, Green Bay lose this game. They're getting a heap of shit on them. I think they would have lost 4 out of 5. But,
you know, Detroit fans were just pissed off. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, I saw a video. Somebody on Twitter was saying they had just met some friends there. And I mean, the dude was literally on that side of the field, facing that direction. And they're just like, yeah, do you see the tape? And they catch it, and you see him pan to the fans next to him. They are just like, what in there? They just like, you done ran over somebody's dog. It was just like, they just sat down, looking like, I can't believe this. You know, like, I was, and you know, we like, look, I'm a sports fan. We all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
I'll never forget the infamous Joe Flacco bomb that beat the Broncos in the playoffs. That shit was like, that's bullshit. We were supposed to get to the Super Bowl that year. Oh, my God. Bringing up bad memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Richard Rodgers, I mean, he had 8 for 146 and a touchdown.
Ridiculous.
He just did it, man. Aaron Rodgers, you know, 8-4. Just keeping themselves alive because on the other spectrum of that for that team, man, Seattle on the come up again.
They looking like the Seattle these past couple Super Bowl runs. I mean, Russell Wilson been playing his ass off these past two games.
Yeah, he's been killing. He has been killing.
Him and Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin's been murdering.
They clicking. Thomas Rawls, 19-401. Yeah, Russell Wilson, 21-27. 274, three touchdowns, and ran for two. Yeah, had a 9 for 51 and a touchdown. 38-7.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, damn. I was like, Minnesota getting run.
They were getting mollywopped, and they shut Adrian Peterson down.
Yeah, 8 for 18.
They were like, we making Teddy Bridge beat us for sure. Yeah. Which is what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was it was quite a shellacking, I must say.
Yeah, I know that didn't help because they you know, now they Swiss. I know they're tied with Green Bay 8-4, but now Green Bay has a tiebreaker, so now they're ahead.
Yeah.
And so much for trying to win that division. I mean, still up for grabs, for sure.
They'll still make the playoffs. I mean, unless they just completely collapse.
Yeah. I don't see that, but they should. They should still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then once again, man who should be MVP.
Cam he showed, Newton. He showed why again. Yeah.
Everybody was down to his skills and whatnot, but that was an MVP type game.
Yeah.
28 of 41, 331 yards, 5 touchdowns, had an interception, and then ran for 49 yards. I mean, he was just – it was a high-scoring game.
And I think that game really put him on notice with a lot of people, not only in the sense of his performance on the field with the MVP, but just really seeing him take the whole giving them kids the ball thing very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm sure a lot of people saw the play where he basically went up to the ref and was like, give me the ball. And the ref basically tossed it to the ball dude. And he went to the ball dude, was like, Nick, give me the ball.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was one of the things where you're just like, really, you just ain't going to give him the ball? Like, because he's asking the ref, like, yo, can I get the ball? And the ref looks at him and is just like, nope. And tosses it to the ball boy, and he runs over to the ball boy. And at first, the ball boy is a little apprehensive, and Cam Newton like kind of snatches it from him, like, "Give me the fucking ball!" And he runs over and gives it to a kid. I was like, "Good for you, man! I don't tolerate that shit, nigga. Give me the ball. I do this after every touchdown."
Yeah, but y'all don't want to. Y'all got enough.
Exactly. So I mean, you know, shout out to him. And yeah, that last second drive. And that touchdown to Jericho Cotra, you were like, yeah, he MVP right now. He got it. At least right now he does. He's been my MVP this season. And I think yesterday solidified it for him, at least up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, they're 12-0. If it was anybody else, or if you want to go there, if he was a white quarterback, if it was Golden Boy or Manning or anybody else, who was a popular quarterback, who was 12-0,
yep.
Be like, he MVP.
No question.
No question.
Yep.
But, yeah, that win, man. I'm looking here. Greg Olsen, 9 for 129.
Money on the fantasy leagues.
Ted Ginn, 5 for 80 and 2 touchdowns. He should have, like, 4.
Ted Ginn should have had, like, 18 touchdowns.
This dude.
He gets
don't
on my
drop
nerves.
That shit. I know what to do with it.
You don't
you know he every single
God, it
game
was like two of out. Them. You're like
wide you open wide down open. The field.
Touch your hands. Hit oh you in the hand.
God, and you're just like, what the fuck? It's and, but, one of them things, it makes you very nervous because you know in the playoffs, in a big moment, he gonna drop a pass.
Yeah, and it's hard.
So it makes me wonder if Cam's gonna be apprehensive to throw him the ball in moments like that.
The part is, but then he also catches it. But yeah, you're like, but dude, like, are you just drop him at the wrong times?
Like 50-50 though. Yeah, it seems like he catches the hard ones and he just drops the easy ones.
Yeah, you're like, bruh.
Man, God, because he will just be healed because he's fast as shit and he just smokes a dude and you're just like, oh, touchdown. Like, golly, nigga, what the? Yeah, it's frustrating. And again, it's going to be one of those things that comes up towards the playoffs where you're just like, Cam going to have to say something like, dude, get some thick'em or something. Like, I need you to be able to catch these balls in these big moments. Like, you cannot fuck up a Super Bowl win for us because you drop a pass. That shit cannot happen.
No, it can't. You know, I know New Orleans is 4-8. I know there's already talk of
Sean Payton.
Yeah, the Dolphins looking at them. They talking about maybe they'll trade them because they're not cutting them. They're not going to fire them.
Yep.
They know somebody can swoop him up. They're like, we're going to get something for him if y'all want him.
As they should.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a team that is falling the hell down. Atlanta Falcons. I'm sorry, Bird fans. It's just they don't want it.
I've been saying it for weeks. They're done. I'm done with Atlanta. I jumped off that bandwagon 3 weeks ago. I'm through with them. It's just it feels like they've lost like 6-7 straight games.
I believe they lost 5.
Golly.
Yep, they've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, so, they're done, so man.
They basically started 5-0. Then I guess lost one, and then won one, and now has lost 5 straight.
And they lost to Tampa, didn't they?
Yep.
And now Tampa, what is Tampa 6-5?
Tampa Bay 6-6.
Oof.
I mean, they got it going right now. Because, I mean.
So they're ahead of Atlanta.
Let's see it. They are ahead of Atlanta.
My fucking God. Tampa Bay is second in the division. Let me tell you something. If the Bucs make the playoffs, kudos to Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith, coach of the year.
Yeah, it might have. Yes,
he might have.
Damn it! I mean, unless I'm sorry, if Carolina run the table, it's got to go to Ron Rivera.
Well, yeah, but I mean, between Seattle and Minnesota right now, they should. But I mean, you know, 4 more games to go.
Yeah.
We don't know, but yeah,
definitely. Lovie Smith definitely deserves consideration for Coach of the Year, without question.
No, he's got him 6-6. Jameis Winston has looked solid.
Looked pretty good. I got to give him man credit. Mm-hmm. He looked pretty good.
Doug Martin could win comeback player of the year. I mean, 25 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown. He is just – he's been a MVP mm-hmm. for that team. He's just consistently rolling. You know, Mike Evans, 5-for-61, the touchdown. Keep feeding me, baby.
Clutch game-winning touchdown.
Mm-hmm. You know, Devontae Freeman back. Fantasy folks loving that. You know, he gave you 100 total yards, 10 catches. Goddamn.
They passing it too much.
Yeah, I mean, Julio Jones, 17 targets.
Uh-oh, he's starting to complain, though.
8-for-9. He is?
He's like, I don't know what the fuck we doing in the red zone. I'm like, oh, shit. It's like these catches ain't enough, nigga. I need some touchdowns.
Yeah, because he has been putting up like hella catches in yards and not getting them scores.
Yep.
I think he's just getting frustrated. I think he wants to win. And they not right now.
Yeah. They're not even close. I mean, they're getting whooped on by everybody. So, very unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm going to need the other one. The other ones were all right, but some good ones. I mean, Pittsburgh done stomped the crap out of Indianapolis.
Yeah. I bet that Matt Hasselbeck talk shut up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Andrew Luck is coming back when? Yeah, all right then.
Yeah. You got knocked the fuck out. 45-10.
It was ugly.
Man, watch out.
Man.
This is saying this offense now, I mean, being 24-39, 364, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks.
I'm very nervous because we play them and Cincinnati coming up.
Oof.
As a matter of fact, I think we play Pittsburgh after Oakland, and then we play Cincinnati week 16.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know. I'm saying, look, D'Angelo Williams, 26-for-134. Best receiver in the game, Antonio Brown. 8-for-118 and 2 touchdowns and had a return.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He has surpassed everybody as the best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
He's crazy good, man. And especially for a dude of his stature. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not big. So you're just like, you know. All these dudes who make their money off of these 50-50 balls and these jump balls, I'm like, he don't need to do all that. I'm like, nigga, he get open.
Yep, he get open, you give him the ball, and he making it happen.
Yep.
I'm sure his yards after catch thing is just ridiculous. Yep. I mean, see, Martavis Bryant, 4 for 114.
Got
a 68 yarder.
He's a beast, man. God, he is. Their offense is scary. They're going to be a scary team to play to face if they make the playoffs.
Oh no, yeah, they will be. 7-5, looking pretty. I mean, it's for the Colts now. Do they? What do you do? Are you when Andrew Luck healthy? Well, of course he's coming back in.
You damn right.
But it's just they're not clicking at all.
This is called a wake up call that you need to get better pieces around your young quarterback. You need to invest some money in that offensive line and that defense.
Yeah, they should. Hopefully, I don't know if the Chuck Pagano will be there to see it.
Oh, he won't. He's gone. He's done after the season. Because it doesn't even look like they're going to win the division.
And they may not, but, Houston's not doing their part.
Yeah.
Losing 30-21 at Buffalo. I mean, both these teams 6-6 too.
I mean, yeah, it's a tight race for the last wild card spot.
Mm-hmm. Shady McCoy, 21 for 112.
He kept going in and out of the game, though. He just kept getting hurt.
Yeah, and I'm not usually with all players and stuff who be frustrated and asking for the ball all the damn time, but Sammy Watkins had 3 for 109 and a touchdown on 4 targets. This dude need to get at least 8.
Yeah, I'm like, if Julio Jones can get like 15, you can get his full like 7-8 targets.
And that's when he was like, yo, all these dudes is getting 10. I want 10 targets. We don't want to pass it to you. And then when we do pass it to you, then you make plays. But it does like, look, you traded up to get him.
Right? He was a top 10 pick, so use him.
Yeah, and he's proven that he's got the talent. Okay, Buffalo, but hey, 6-6, still in the mix. Houston, I don't know.
I mean, it's a little. They were rolling before this game, so it's a little hiccup. But I mean, Jesus Christ, if they can get a legit number two receiver, they're gonna be sick because DeAndre Hopkins, God man, you can quadruple team that fool and he's still making plays. It don't even matter.
Yeah, he could be getting busy. You like, all right, dude. It's like,
God, Jesus. And he's like the only threat on offense.
Yep.
Like, how the hell are you just still putting up numbers like this? I'm like, he's just that damn good.
Yeah, they run the game. Ain't nothing. I mean, Chris Garbage. Polk got 12 carries. Alfred Blue had 4. Like, we don't even know who we want to play.
I mean, their quarterback situation's in shambles. Their tight ends are whack. Like I said, DeAndre Hopkins is the only threat they got on offense. So the fact that he's still putting up numbers like that, I give him all kudos.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to another dominant team, them Arizona Cardinals whooped on them Rams.
They just keep rolling, man. They just keep doing what they do.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
27-3. Jeez, them Rams.
The hell out of here.
The Rams don't have nothing. It is Todd Gurley and some defense. I mean, but
they
now
fired their
I mean,
offensive coordinator.
And now of course, I saw that. Yeah, he's gone. I mean, and the NFL, they quick learners. They be in there watching some tape.
Yep,
because he was beasting all half of the season. Now you're getting toward the end. They're like, no, you ain't doing nothing. Last week was quiet. This week, 9 for 41. And he had a long one of 34. So outside of that, he ain't do nothing. 8 carries for 8 yards. Shoot.
Yep. They just gonna stack the box and make Nick Foles beat him.
Nick Foles can't. He's throwing to Kenny Britt, Tavon Austin. I mean, Wes Welker on the team. Wes Welker. Damn, I keep forgetting he back in the league.
Same here, because he's irrelevant at this point.
As for Arizona. John Brown, 6 for 113. Michael Floyd, 7 for 104. Larry Fitzgerald, 8 for 55. They moving it.
Shit, yeah, David, if you picked up David Johnson.
Yeah, I did. 22 for 99.
And he had some catches.
Mm-hmm. With the boy Carson Palmer. 26 to 40, 356, 2 touchdowns.
I've heard somebody mention Carson Palmer's name for MVP.
He's up there, man. I put him up there. I mean, 10-2, he's got this offense clicking.
Yeah, he does. They are rolling right now.
And they only seem like the other game with the team with some substance. Ooh, this is even more of a beatdown.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Cincinnati, just every time they come to play Cleveland, we just whooping ass. 37-3.
Well, it was Austin Davis. I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know, everybody afterwards is like, why ain't they playing Johnny Manziel? I'm like, they
will be next week.
Oh, you mean the dude who was drinking but said he was in rehab for drinking? He's going to play now. But I'm personally, I'm not mad at Cleveland. Like, dude, you lied to us.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to go, oh, but you know what? We suck, so let's just play you anyway. Like, man, nah.
You got to set some kind of standard for these players.
Mm-hmm.
Just so at least cats know you just can't get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him the keys. They were like, look, here. We just going to play you the rest of the season and see what we got. But I want to go out and party and get caught drinking like a dumbass. Like, dude, that's your fault.
Yeah.
It was 25-38, 230 yards with 0 touchdowns and an interception. Running game, nothing. Isaiah Crow, 11-62. That's it. Duke Johnson, 5-2.
Oof.
And then for receiving, I mean, Brian Hartline got 11 targets. That tells you.
And I heard Johnny Manziel will be starting with stipulations involved. Like, damn.
Yeah, they just want to find out. I don't know. I mean,
It's a dysfunctional franchise.
I mean, this is one of them situations where you're like, you guys were not in agreement on this pick.
Yep.
Like, you have to play them, but I'm like, the coach is not happy about it.
Should have took Teddy Bridge.
Waited. Damn.
Should have took Teddy B.
I mean, at this point, it's like you could have took somebody else and have been better off, less drama.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Cincinnati's 10-2.
Number one.
Yep. Andy Dalton, 14-19, 220, 2 touchdowns. Light work.
Yeah, it was a very easy victory. I mean, they're rolling right now. But again, nobody cares till they get to the playoffs.
Nope.
Nobody cares. They can go undefeated the rest of the way, and nobody will give a shit to that first playoff game that they win.
That's it.
That's just the way it's been and the way it is now. They've won enough now where you're just like, well, you expect them to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, what you going to do when you get there? Right. So,
but they do seem like they headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, they sitting at the top of the AFC.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Followed right behind by the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, you take that. That's what you
I'll
like,
take that all day.
Philly beat New England? Bring them down.
Thank you, sir.
Now, y'all, you just went out. Easier said than done, but.
Oh, if we went out, we number one seed because we have to play Cincinnati. Booyah.
Yep. And then some other little the other game. I mean, Chicago ended up blowing the game. Blaine Gabbert making the plays in overtime.
Hey, Blaine Gabbert made some nice throws, though. Got to give it to him.
Yeah, man, actually had a nice little run, too, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't Blaine Gabbert.
That's funny.
Oakland is on free fall again.
Sorry, Baylor.
Yep, 34-20, just struggle city right now.
Yeah.
Giants
started off well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they you know your team got some talent. Hey, I mean, they still somewhat close, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going
to. They need a little bit more help.
Yeah, they're going to need some serious
help. Certain areas. Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, you behind Kansas City.
Yeah.
5-7. Kansas City 7-5. I mean, you're going to need some serious help.
Yeah.
Battle of New York. Jets pulled it out in overtime, keeping their hopes alive.
Thank you, Brandon Marshall, for another touchdown.
Man. Brandon Marshall was going dumb. It was like the Brandon Marshall.
I am never taking that man out of my lineup ever again. Never make that mistake.
On 13 targets, caught 12 for 131 in a touchdown.
Ooh, baby. Give me them.
Eric Decker went from 8 for 101. Now they got that. They got the weapons.
Yeah, Giants don't want it.
Nah, they falling back down. You know, they at the 5-7 mark. Rushing, they just running back by committee on the real.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, 6 for 149 and a touchdown. Another tight-looking catch.
Yep, solid numbers across the board again. Mm-hmm. They just ain't got enough, though.
No. He proven he moving up.
Yep.
He one of the best out there. Jacksonville, Tennessee was a damn shootout.
Man, did you see that run by Marcus Mariota?
Yes, buddy. That's why I was like, I started him. It still didn't matter, but I was like,
I was like, give me them 40-something points.
Mm-hmm. I was like, am I starting Phillip Rivers against Denver? I'm like, I don't know. I was like, he playing Jacksonville, though. Yeah, like, you know what? I'll roll the dice. I'm like, man. Hey, man, these two quarterbacks, top two picks looking pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Mariota looking good. Famous Jameis looking pretty good, too. So
that 87-yarder was killer because he was like, I'm taking it and just booked.
I'm like, I'm like, they finally unleashed him. He wasn't running a whole lot.
Nope.
But I'm like, that's the threat he's got. Cause I'm like, when he takes off, I'm like, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus, he's fast as hell.
Miami squeaked it out against Baltimore. Baltimore came.
They
a mash unit. He was like, oh, you got Matt Schaub. And then Matt, I think, did he throw one of his famous pick sixes in this game?
Did he throw a pick six?
I feel
like. I don't know, but I think he got hurt.
He's
because I saw him get walloped, and he was holding the shoulder and everything. So, I don't know.
Yeah, the only bright spot was Javorius Allen. 63 yards. 12 receptions for 107 and a touchdown.
That's what happens when you have no receivers to throw the ball to.
Oh, man. I can't help it. Jasquarius Green Jr. Oh, like, what?
Javorius.
Like, I can't. Y'all, like, y'all parents know your kid going to be playing football.
Charkandrick.
Yep. Like, okay.
Charmander. I'm sorry.
It is funny. You can't help it.
Oh,
all right, man. So, yeah, quick looking at the standings right now. New England still on top of the AFC East. Cincinnati looking pretty at top. Colts have the tiebreaker at this moment over Houston, but that's a coin flip. Denver sitting at 10-2.
Your buddy.
So right now, playoff picture, you got Cincinnati at 1 and Denver at 2 got the byes. Patriots are 3rd. I know y'all hold that tiebreaker.
Sir.
In the pocket.
We need it.
They're way at the bottom. Yeah, 6-6 Colts right now. So you got sneaking in. Looks like right now you got Kansas City and the Jets.
Kansas City and the Jets are the wild cards?
Mm-hmm. Because Pittsburgh is 7-5 as well. But as of right now, they're both, I guess they have the Kansas City and New York got the tiebreakers.
Wow.
So, ooh. I mean, Buffalo 6-6. Still in it. So, yeah, that's, I think everybody, I think, you know, Oakland passing, I think that's it. But it looks like it's going to be a three-way battle for them last two spots.
That's crazy. Kansas City, I thought they were done.
7-5. Surprising. Yeah. That's how I looked. I was like, Kansas City 7-5?
Like, wow. They're just cruising along.
They don't feel like, I think they're like, if they 5-7, that would be like, yeah, that's correct. He's like 7-5, no Jamal Charles either.
Mm. Got to give it to Andy Reid.
Yeah. On the NFC, I mean, damn, Carolina done clinched the division.
There it is.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they back. They, I mean, Arizona got the bye. Mm. 10-2. Green Bay's holding a tiebreaker right now. The Redskins get in at 5-7. And then you got Minnesota 8-4 in Seattle.
God, that just...
In Tampa Bay.
The Redskins seem so out of place.
Mm-hmm. It just, I got it by conference right now, and you just like, where the hell is... I'm like, I know I'm missing a division. I'm like, oh, Washington 5-7, Eagles 5-7, Giants 5-7. Yeah, Tampa Bay is better than the whole division. God damn, Tampa Bay is 6-6. It will be in first place in the NFC East.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, Atlanta's 6-6, still got the window, but
yeah, no, they don't. That window is shut.
I have doubts.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I ain't got doubts. I know for sure. I know for a fact they ain't getting in the playoffs. Ain't no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that.
Oh man. A few things I saw in the news. The NFL's Players Association President Eric Wigstan wants the NFL to reconsider its decision not to penalize the Rams for mishandling the concussion protocol with Case Keenum. And when I saw how he actually looked after that play, I was like, how the hell did he not get – he should have been off the field.
Mm.
And it was, you know, a couple weeks ago, but he's walking, stumbling. And you're like, all y'all missed that? And he went and kept playing. I was like, wow.
Very similar to what happened with Julian Edelman in the Super Bowl. He got rocked.
Mm-hmm.
They just put him back out there, and you're like, he clearly got a concussion.
Yeah, you can get checked. I think it was Chris Ivory. Some player I saw, they went and checked him, and then like felt like three plays later he came back. But I'm like, you at least got to take them off and check them.
Exactly. That's crazy.
So Tom Brady wants a rule change for low hits on pass catchers.
Of course he does. Let me tell you something. Y'all are notorious for cheating. And now you want to be the first ones to bitch and moan about having rule changes? Oh, no, sir. It doesn't work that way. Secondly, where do you want cats to hit? Hit players. You can't hit them high. You can't really, I mean, and for quarterbacks, you can't hit them nowhere.
No, that's the most of them for your quarterbacks. It's you get penalized. I think for offensive linemen, you get penalized. Defensive linemen, I think you get penalized too. Like, it don't matter. But they're like, wide receivers? I'm like, well, what the fuck? Well,
for a guy like Gronk, the only thing I can do is go low on him. Because if I go high, he's going to just push me the fuck out the way. If I try to go to his body, I'm probably not going to be strong enough to bring him down. The only thing I can do is go low on him,
mm-hmm,
in order to bring him down. So, you know, what you want? I mean, it's part of the game. It's why you play football. It's part of the game.
Yep. So, you got to hang with it.
Yeah. It's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah. I saw Coldplay signed on to play the Super Bowl halftime show.
Whoopity-doo. How much money did they pay?
I don't think they get any money.
I thought people were supposed to pay in order to play.
Did they pay? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to pay your way, and like, and you lip syncing. Like, all right, whatever. I'll be up.
Whatever, man.
Refill.
I guess Coldplay is like, yeah, let's get some shine again.
Yep. So, man, I was looking forward to week 14. Finally got a for real good Thursday night game with Vikings at Arizona.
Oh, all right. That should be an interesting game. We'll see if the Cardinals can hold down AP.
yeah, that's a nice test. Because, they, you know, they could see each other in the playoffs. Sure. I don't know. And you going into the week, you got Bills at Eagles. Coin flip.
The old Chip Kelly revenge game. Oh, LeSean McCoy runs for like 205 yards, 250 yards, and just go nuts.
Yeah, he better stay healthy. He better be like, rest me.
Yep.
I want to be 100%.
Oof, I hope he goes nuts. Is it at Philly too?
Yep.
Oh, I hope he goes bananas. I hope he runs clear over 200. Yeah. Just like, boom. Philly fans can be like, see Chip Kelly, see?
Yeah, both these teams need it too.
Yep.
49ers at Browns.
Pfft. Who cares?
Yep.
Next.
Lions at Rams.
Next.
Saints at Buccaneers. That's
That's so-so game, more so for the Bucs more than anything.
Yeah, Bucs win and keep them Bucs in the mix. Saints 4-8. Titans at Jets. Jets should win, but you know, I like to see it. You know Mariota against this defense.
I don't know about the rookie against the Jets defense. They're going to kill that fool.
Well, the Jets haven't been shutting them down. But, of course, maybe Revis Island is back.
Yeah. We'll see.
And then, ooh, Steelers at Bengals.
Yeah, that's the game. Mm. That's probably game of the week.
That's going to be, ooh, I like that. I think they played already. I think Bengals beat them already.
Think so, yeah.
So, oof. I think that might be the game of the week. Colts at Jaguars. The Colts may lose that game.
Next.
Oof, Chargers at Chiefs. Don't blow it, Chiefs.
Yeah, seriously. That's a trap game.
Redskins at Bears. Jay Cutler going to beat them.
Flip a coin.
Come on, don't blow it again, Redskins.
Yay.
Falcons at Panthers. Maybe this again. Look, I told you last week. You know like, what? I told you last week. Saints may pull it. They was close.
It ain't going to be the Falcons. It ain't going to be the Falcons.
And they playing in Carolina.
Hey, Cam Newton about to throw five more kids about to get some football. So.
Yeah, I would think, you know, after them having that close game against New Orleans, I think they'll get it together.
They're going to kick their butt.
Yes, yeah. Seahawks at Ravens.
Next.
Yeah, Raiders at Broncos.
Next.
Come on.
I'm not talking any disrespect to the Raider fans, but I'm just saying, like, look, dude, I mean, Brock Osweiler should win that game. No questions asked. Peyton got the boot off. He going to start football activities and throwing the ball and stuff this week. So it is what it is. We should win that game, though.
Oh, yeah. Should, you know, hopefully you guys.
Is it at Denver? Yeah, it's at Denver.
Yeah.
And we next.
You said y'all banged up, though.
Yeah, we are. But even so, we should still win that game. We got Von Miller. Let's go.
Yeah, he was getting nasty on it last week. Cowboys at Packers. Packers should win that. But you got to say, though, Packers should win it.
Packers should win that going away, man.
But they've been crap. And basically, you were a Hail Mary away from being real bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's true. That is
Green
true.
Green Bay should right the ship this game.
Yep.
Then the night game, you got Patriots at Texans.
Ooh, actually, that might not be a bad game. I mean, Romeo Crennel knows his ins and outs of Tom Brady. Bill O'Brien was part of the Belichick tree, so I'm sure they're all familiar with that staff, with their tendencies and everything. So,
And
J.J. Watt know how to get to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. They bring some pressure. New England, you know, Brady don't have all his weapons. You know, lost two straight.
Hopefully apparently his receivers can't catch passes either. Lord.
And then this Monday night game. Giants at Dolphins. Ugh.
Xed. Good Lord.
Battle of 5-7. Wow.
Just give Lamar the ball. That's all I ask.
Yeah, so we need Lamar Miller. It's playoff time now.
give him the rock.
Shoot.
And a busy. But yeah, man, it's getting to this last quarter. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
It's awesome. It's been good. A lot of close, a lot of teams keeping it close for that wild card spot. It's going to be a lot of good football to see left in this season. So Can't wait.
Can't wait either. All right, y'all. We're going to head on, take a quick break. We're coming back. How much is some more sports, some college football, some NBA, and some other good stuff. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang Killer, B's on the score. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer, Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, I've been addicted. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. House nigga, Epson's getting the feeling and it's laying off. Lambs, the ghost can be still hard. It's a roof. Lambs, we're more excited. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Or for the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang Killer, hubby's on the swamp. Rain on your college ass, just so dumb. But you didn't even touch my steel. You gotta vote the one killer, be any ain't of a kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho, killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like, bam, jump on stage and then I bend down.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So we want to hear it. How you feeling a quarter of the way? How y'all see things playing out? Hey, New England, pop back in. I mean, any of that. Let's talk about it. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, and if you're in the playoffs for your fantasy league teams, hit us up. Let us know if you got any questions, who you should play this week, who you should plug in. We will definitely get back at you. Holla.
Yep. All right, let's make our runs around the sports world. Let's start off with, let's go to college football. We know bowl weeks is coming up, but, you know, like we said, college football playoffs have been decided.
Yep.
Let's quickly go through it. Number one, Clemson. Won the ACC championship game over North Carolina, 45-37. Piled ain't in. Ain't got no issues there.
Yep.
Number two, Alabama won the SEC championship game over
done
number 18,
done.
Florida. Yep, 29-15. Bam, they in. Oklahoma was 3. They ain't played, but they've won the Big 12.
Mm.
You know, so, of course, the big thing was like, oh, what's going to happen? Michigan State pulled out a close one.
Yes, they did.
At the very end over Iowa, 16-13. Ooh, I felt so bad because they were there. Yeah. All they had to do, homie, just he just reached.
Mm.
Had the ball across the plane. Bam, they in. We know the Michigan State haters. Like, man, what kind of hell? This little close shit. Michigan winning on some close stuff, you know. Michigan State fans are like, I don't care.
Yep.
I don't give up.
We in.
Yep. So when you had it, they've already had a play set. So Michigan State actually leapfrogged from 5-3.
Mm.
today we'll be playing Alabama, and Clemson will be playing Oklahoma.
Ooh. It's going to be interesting. Well, it's a shame there's no Pac-12 schools in here.
Yeah, they got beat up. I mean, Stanford won, beat SC 41-22. You know, them losses, they get two losses. That ain't going to cut it.
Well, I guess out of all these teams, I will be pulling for Oklahoma since that's where my mama from.
Here you go. I saw Texas beat number 12 Baylor with the upset. But I think they were on. About they on God. They on their sixth quarterback.
Who freaking Texas?
A Baylor. Yeah, Baylor. Ooh. I think they the Thurston quarterback. I think got knocked out the game or something.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
it happens, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn, feel bad for him, but. Bounce back next year.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, Pac-12 showed us competitive. You know, you can say Stanford's going to the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
They'll take that. Interesting thing, I saw that the Rose Bowl could pass on the Big Ten title game loser, who was Iowa, and take Ohio State, which they probably will do.
That'd be a hell of a game.
Yeah, because I think it said if you know, granted, if they can't take the winner, you know, due to him going, they going to a playoff or whatever, then they get they get to choose. And I was like, oh, damn. So I was like, well, there goes Iowa then. Because they're like, hey, oh, we can get Ohio State.
Let's go. Because that game is selling out.
Oh, yeah. You know Ohio State fans travel.
Yep.
That's why they want it. Like, oh, we can pick.
And so do Stanford fans.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the Rose Bowl fools them up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was like, damn, that sucked. Because I was like, Michigan State, if they had lost, probably would have got in.
Yeah.
To the Rose Bowl. But it's like Iowa, yeah. Granted Iowa played real well in that game.
Yeah, but would you rather see Iowa or Ohio State?
Of course I want to see Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly.
See Stanford whop up Ohio State.
Yeah, it is.
I want to see. The Trojans removed the interim title from head coach Clay Helton. Gave him a nice little deal.
Well, we said on the last show, he beat UCLA, one of the prerequisites, and he did it. So, boom.
He did it, got the remove, and ended up getting whopped by Stanford. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, now he gets a whole offseason under his belt to be the head coach and all that. So, we shall see.
Yeah, and it's more hard. You had Alabama defense coordinator Kirby Smart going to Georgia, who plays Mark Richt, who's going to the U.
Hey, that was a nice move.
No, it was a nice move.
To go to the University of Miami, so, hey, not a bad move for Mark Richt. Like, you go from Georgia to Miami, not bad.
Yeah, I take it. Michigan defensive coordinator DJ Durkin is going to Maryland, so it's just coaching reigns is moving along.
Hey, you perform well, you get promoted, that's what's up.
Yep. All right, let's jump into this NBA. Man, hey, have you seen that video of, I didn't see the first one, but the video with Jahlil Okafor?
Yes.
It's like, dude, and it was like, you got to walk away.
I didn't see this. Well, I saw bits and pieces of the second one.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one.
I did see. The first one I saw.
Okay, I didn't
see it. Basically, it just showed him pushing a dude into a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the second one looked bad. Like, he actually, you couldn't really see him scrapping. But you see him walking away, and I guess somebody keeps chirping, and I'm like, dude, yeah, you got to keep going.
Yep.
You know, his people were kind of pushing him, like, come on, man, let's go. I'm like, you can't respond. Even if he deserve it,
yeah,
and he swing on you, and you swing back in defense, they're going to be like, oh, he hit me, which is like, damn. So, yeah, he got suspended 2 games. I saw Coach Krzyzewski came out and had it, you know, in support of him.
You know? I mean, it doesn't seem like he's a bad kid. He's just making a few boneheaded decisions.
Yeah, I mean, the fan pulling the gun, I mean, that's just crazy.
You just wrong place, wrong time. You got to understand you ain't supposed to, you shouldn't be out in the streets 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's just,
it's things he'll learn.
Yeah. I mean, like
the live and learn.
Yeah. The fan situation is one thing. Speeding. Okay. This situation here. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Even Duke Eggy won. You got to go because you want, there's no way you're going to win.
And we forget he's 19 years old. He's still a kid. The nigga can't even legally drink.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I think it's just, you know, they guys come in there like that. He seems like a good kid.
And yeah, this is one of them decisions.
Yeah, it's just one of this type of situation is just like, wake yourself up. This ain't college. Mm-hmm. Like you in the pros, baby. Professional league. Got to be a little more serious.
Exactly. So hopefully he learns from it and moves on, and we ain't got to talk about it no more.
Yep. Let me see what else. Let me pull up. Where you at, Peter? You had Jess and Rudy Gobert out indefinitely, MTL sprain.
Oh, that's never good.
Nope. Somebody dropped him. I was like, give it him. I'll pick him up. I will pick him up and throw him on my IR. Hell with that.
He's only supposed
to be off a month. Yeah, I was like, okay. I saw Kings center Willie Cauley-Stein out 4 to 6 weeks with a dislocated finger.
Mm.
And I saw your boy.
Costa Kufa's getting some time then.
Yep. And I saw your boy, Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah, had a setback. Like, damn it.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks. Like,
you just can't win, man. I'm telling you. And Derrick Rose, I think he's still seeing double.
Oh, still?
I think so. Like, good Lord.
Damn. I saw, what else came out recently? I saw that Jerry Colangelo was now the basketball operations for the 76ers.
Thank God. They need somebody in there who has built a winner before, who knows how to spot talent when he sees it. I mean, but like I have said, I see the plan that the Sixers are trying to do. Hopefully Jerry Colangelo can make it a little bit easier for them to recruit some free agents. That's the hardest part for Philly is just bringing in free agents. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go there.
Oh, yeah, and sounds like from what I'm reading here that a lot of this was based on the other owners not liking where the Sixers were headed. And it doesn't sound like it was so-called like the play on the court, but it's just like the team ain't making no money. It's a big city team that's basically doing crap. And, you know, they sagging. So that revenue sharing, they ain't got no revenue to contribute.
I was watching a PTI today, and they made an interesting point of wondering if, do you think it came from the league?
It feels like it. It sounds like they said the league was kind of pushing them to do something.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Okay. Because I was like, I saw it. I was like, oh, they got Jerry Colangelo. Cool. And I'm like, for what? It's like, they not.
Sam Hinkie's job.
I guess, but yeah, you're like, all right, whatever we got to do.
I mean, hey, he can be your version of Jerry West. You'll take it.
I know you will take that. I saw LeBron James signs lifetime Nike deal.
Show me the money.
Now, my question is, lifetime contract, does that mean my kids get to benefit off this contract too?
Yeah.
Or is it just for my lifetime?
Right.
But a lifetime contract, he could retire right now from the NBA and be good.
Yeah, because Nike gave him the big contract. He was a rookie. They gave him like a $90 million deal out of high school.
Something ridiculous. And now you get a lifetime contract? Shit.
Yeah, it said they're not They did not say how much Nike paid.
Of course not.
The first lifetime deal in the shoe and apparel company's history. Sources said that the contract easily surpasses the 10-year, $300 million deal Kevin Durant signed with him.
Duh.
I'm like, damn.
I guarantee there, because what? It's 10-year, $300. It's a lifetime deal. He's easily probably getting close to $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. It
for
says,
the lifespan of that deal.
And this thing it says, oh, yeah, on the eve of the NBA lottery, he signed a 7-year, $90 million deal. Largest athlete deal ever at the time. They've made 13 versions of his shoe. Annual sales for 2015 for his line are estimated to top $400 million.
And he's probably getting at least, what, a quarter of that probably? So $100 million in his pocket from them shoes? Shit, nigga, please. He's getting billions of dollars in the lifetime of that deal. Good for him. Shoot. Yep. Set up his kids for life. And his kids' kids. And his kids' kids' kids.
Yeah, they're showing other stuff that he had equity in the Beats. He earned at least $30 million when the company got sold to Apple. Like, god damn, dude.
He's making smart business decisions.
No, he is.
And I can't, and I do not knock that man for that.
No, he's always, you know, talked about his brand and all that stuff. I know one thing he was not happy about was getting benched the other day. I was like, okay, David Blatt.
Exactly. Show your manhood, bruh.
Like, does this mean you gonna get fired soon? Yes. Oh, you said LeBron James getting benched.
Yeah, you done at the end of the season. End of the season, you fired. Just for that. Nah, but I mean, look, I mean, you know LeBron wants to play in every game, quote unquote, but I mean, look, dude, you know, you already know we need you for the playoffs. If we need to rest you a game or two here or there. I think it was more so just because he played Miami. That's what I think the hubbub around it was from. If they had been playing Milwaukee, nobody would have gave a shit.
No, not really. But I mean, a lot of hubbub was, yeah, because they were playing Miami as a televised game. I think he had been playing hella minutes these last few games. I think they haven't been playing well either, which is why
he's been... And I think they had just played the night before.
Yeah. He's already said he wants his minutes down, but clearly he's not sitting out. I know he's been poking at them, you know, his team to try to get them to play hard every game. I mean, like, I know they're like, we in the East, bro. We good.
Yep.
But, you know, LeBron is a superstar and a professional. He's like, nah, buddy, you can't just be chilling, taking off games. You got to do that. But, man, I saw that. I was like, okay. What else we got here? And even Mo injury. I didn't even see that. Chris Paul had an inflamed rib cartilage. DeMar Carroll for the Raptors out indefinitely with a knee bruise. Like, thanks, dude. That's not good for Toronto.
Not at all. But it is good for my playoff prediction. Shout out to Spirit. What up, Spirit?
Since we mentioned last week, Kobe Bryant's on his farewell tour. He requests that teams not present him with gifts or pregame ceremonies. I was like, oh, okay. You know, just get some love at the end of the game.
That's fine and dandy. Whatever you want, Kobe.
Yeah, because it can get a little crazy. Like, I don't need to see somebody pulling a Pat Riley with the Heat. We're going to hang a 24 jersey in the rafters. Like, for what? You ain't even on the team.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I couldn't. I hated that when he did that. I was like, we're going to hang a Jordan jersey up here. Like, what? He's like, well, every league should do it. I'm like, no, then you wait till that fool about 75.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, come on. You going to do this now?
And I can't wait to hear that Jordan speech when he's 75. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he kind of, spoke on the media because I know saw Kevin Durant was upset about how the media was getting on him. That was like, oh, now you just clowning this dude like he's trash, and oh, but now that he's retiring, now you bigging him up and trashing him at the same time. And Kobe, well, you know, I honestly, I think Durant needs to learn the lesson, because I think the media is frustrating him.
He's getting a little too sensitive for me.
Yeah, I think he's at the point now where I think this is his seventh season.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't won yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that. Where you going? You staying here? You playing in L.A.? You going to Washington? Wherever? Where you going?
And he's dropped in rank.
Yep. He's getting, you know, getting a little banged up. His partner in crime is starting to get a little more pub, a little more recognition. It seemed like all this started once he pulled out of the USA team. He got hurt and it just kicked in. Yeah, he does seem he's starting to get a little more sensitive about something. Like all the media is just jerking him and irking how he's feeling. And like, it's what they do. And Kobe Bryant.
Exactly.
Came out and was just like, look, I don't care. He was like, look, it's whatever. He was like, it's part of the job. Yep. He was like, y'all gonna love me? Y'all gonna crap on me? So whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. You better take a cue from your boy, Russell. And he's gonna be like, what? Put the stank face on him.
Exactly.
And be like, oh, word? Yeah, I'm done talking to you. And we got some good stuff related to basketball. I'm saving for the awards.
Yes, sir.
College basketball, all we got to say is, yes, UCLA.
Got him.
Do the damn thing.
And it wasn't even close.
We saw, we kicked its ass.
There we go.
Kicked they ass. Number one, UConn. Yeah, University of Connecticut. Connecticut. University of Kentucky. Yes. Sorry, Lish. But we whooped that ass.
Yeah,
there it is.
Like
Baylor.
It.
Baylor, I know you happy, man.
I know he was. That's the kind of wins that get your team ranked.
Yes, sir. Especially if you beat the number one squad. Out of here.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Top 25. Kentucky fell to fifth. Michigan State, 9-0 is number one.
Oof. Go ahead, Tom Izzo. Do your thing.
See, Kansas 2, North Carolina 3, Iowa State 4. What up, Daryl?
Man.
And then I'm looking at your squad. Teddy D, 22. Louisville, 22.
There it is. It is.
Y'all are slowly making your way up. Yeah.
Creeping up. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for that Kentucky UL game. Oh, it's gonna be nuts.
Oh yeah, you know it is. I was like, y'all not gonna talk? How does that work? You gonna explain that to me, to Teddy. If you got friends and y'all just happen to be pulling for the other team, do you just talk shit the whole time, or you just like, I ain't talking to you?
Yeah,
we
that week
we
just
ain't
don't
friends
speak.
Today.
Nope. We just don't be talking that whole week.
Mm-hmm. Teddy, Lish, and that's it. That's all y'all say to each other. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you after the game.
We need a week to recuperate from whoever lose.
All right, man. Moving on to MLB, man. Where these folk, it's, you know, off season time, so everybody getting their money.
Yes, sir.
Show me the money.
I got to play the whole thing with Phoebe getting that big money.
Man, if you got a if you have a son, put him in baseball.
That's what I'm saying.
Make him a pitcher. Make him a pitcher, because this is ridiculous.
David Price, time with the Red Sox, 7 year, $217 million,
and it's all guaranteed.
All of it. I mean, before that, you had former Nationals pitcher going to the Tigers, Jordan Zimmerman, 5 years, 110.
Jesus Christ. And then Zach Greinke.
Oh,
no, Dodger
man.
Fans are hating him right now.
Yep. And Dodger fans are lying. He signed a 6 year, $206 million with who? The Diamondbacks.
Oh, snap.
You went to the damn rival, nigga?
Fool, when people leave the Dodgers, they never go full out. It's like, we just going to go down the street.
Yeah, I mean, let me just go down to Arizona. It's nice down there, too.
I'm signing with the Padres. Like, what? What?
But, you know, we'll see, man. The Dodgers are supposed to be rumored to be getting Aroldis Chapman.
You hear the news about that?
Yeah, he got some domestic violence issues, so we don't know if that'll go through. So we'll see.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, talking about him and his girlfriend, and supposedly he was shooting at in the garage or something. She claiming.
Fired like 8 shots.
Yeah. She claiming he was. He pushed her against the wall and stuff. I'm like, not seeing it. They were like, yeah, this may not go through anymore. They were
like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know the fucking Reds like, come on, man. Come on.
Why'd you let that leak?
Right. Why'd it come out now?
You couldn't wait till 2 days, right? 2 days. I just needed 2 days so I could complete this deal. I know, yeah, Dodgers were like, nah, that image ain't good for us.
Nah, yeah.
Like, we already got a head case with freaking Puig. We don't need another one.
Yeah, and I suppose they had a decent closer, but, I mean, losing Greinke gonna sting.
Yeah, losing Greinke is gonna hurt. I know they got, I think his name is Ishikawa from the Mariners.
Yeah.
Which will, you know, he's probably a good 2-3 guy, and then you got Ryu coming back, so they should be okay. I think they're going to pump more money into their infield, though.
Yeah, I know they still need a second baseman or whatnot. I mean, it sounds like they're, you know, with the new GM in there, you know, this is what happens when you get a team, all of a sudden you start throwing money around like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start getting high payroll. Y'all ain't winning. Like, oh, we got to come back down.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he said he's trying to get the payroll closer to $200 million. I think they're closer to $300 now. So it was like Greinke got priced out. I'm like, you know, having two aces on your squad is a plus.
It's hard. But it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. So, I mean, but shout out to a new manager, Dave Roberts, from a Padres bench coach. So now we have, I believe, I think we said this is the third minority manager in baseball.
Yes, sir.
And,
played for the Orioles for some time.
Yeah, he said he's a former Marine, real tough. Seems to be a guy they really like. Guys around him like him, you know. Of course, the big thing is what you gonna do with Yasiel Puig?
Trade him.
That lets you know it's crazy. He came out the box as a rookie, and it was like, how come he ain't starting in the All-Star game? He's just that good. Mm-hmm. And now 2 years later, it's like we traded him. Like. Wasn't this dude supposed to be the next big thing?
He ain't worth the headache.
It sound like it. And I got to say, this was interesting. The Miami Marlins hired Barry Bonds as a hitting coach.
I mean, the man was one of the best hitters of his generation. So
yeah, now even pre steroids,
mm-hmm.
Dude was still he. Yeah, I'm glad he's back in baseball. I mean, I know a lot of this is going to be for him to get his image back up, so maybe he can get into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Which he should. I'm on. You got to get him in at some point.
Yeah, he should be in. He's got to be.
So, yeah, I was like, wow, okay. Hopefully that help you out, bro.
Yeah.
And then I just saw this. That 16 officials, including 5 former or current FIFA executive committee members, were charged with racketeering and bribery in a New York federal court and an ongoing corruption investigation.
Yeah, I tweeted that story out like a few days ago.
I'm like, this shit ain't never going to end.
I mean, it's FIFA, man. You knew it was corruption. I didn't realize it would take them this long to finally discover some shit, but... Come on,
I'm saying.
So, you know,
I'm saying it, but yeah, it's just yeah. It's like, can you really get rid of all of it? I feel like if you're gonna clean up, if you're going to clean up, you got like fire down there 98%
of. Of course, you can't clean up all of it. I mean, basically all the countries are involved. So there's going to be some sort of corruption going on.
Yep. That's for sure. All right, y'all. We're going to hop into these awards so we can get up out of here. Starting off with the Noise Award.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right, I got a few. Shout out to AJ Green. This is his fifth year, fifth straight 100-yard receiving season. Right now, he is only behind Randy Moss, who's done it six seasons in a row. AJ Green, I mean, he is, by the time we do our little rankings again, he is trying to get into elite status. And, you know, his quarterback, Andy Dalton, fifth straight 3,000 yards passing season. Only one other quarterback to do that, Peyton Manning.
Yes, sir.
So the dude has some talent. He just got to put it together.
I have doubts.
Come on, man. Win a playoff game, I can stop playing it. And had to give some love to Brandon Marshall. First player to have 1,000-yard seasons with four different teams. Did it in Denver, did it in Miami, did it in Chicago, and now he did it with the Jets.
Mm.
That dude.
Man is a beast.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's having himself a Hall of Fame-type career.
He was one of the first real big-body receivers in the league.
Yeah, dude is mad physical. You know, at least he seems to have gotten through all his stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope they get in. They can get in the playoffs. You know, guys with that kind of talent, you want to see them perform on the big stage when it matters.
Exactly.
All right, so that's what I got.
All right, for sure. My first one, I got a few. The first one is kind of sad, so I want to give a shout out to Marshawn Lynch, who sent a customized jersey to the family of the young teenager who was shot and killed in Sacramento, California, by the name of Julon Clavo. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But the kid was shot basically a few hours before a playoff game.
Oh, damn.
And was killed. Senior in high school, cornerback. So I'm sure he possibly might have had a scholarship going, you know, to go somewhere, or was had aspirations to go to college, but fortunately, the young man was killed, but Marshawn Lynch went out of his way to send the family a customized jersey with the young man's last name on it. The family tweeted and put it on Instagram and stuff and was just very grateful that he reached out to him. So, you know, it's just those kind of things that a lot of people don't talk about when you see these guys in the NFL who do good things, you know, that and aren't looking for publicity for it and aren't looking to get their name recognized for it. They just do it because it's the right thing to do. So, you know, just shout out to Marshawn Lynch for that.
Yep.
Next, want to give a shout out to ESPN analyst Robert Flores, who actually made a slick comment on ESPN segment when everybody and their mama was getting on Cam Newton for quote unquote gyrating in front of the crowd. Travis Kelce did something very similar on a touchdown he scored last week. Kind of had a little gyrating motion going on there. And Robert Flores just asked a simple question. How come nobody was tripping on Travis Kelce when he was doing basically the same thing Cam Newton was doing? And he said, is it because he's white? I'm just saying, it's because he's not black. Damn. I appreciate Robert Flores bringing that up and bringing that to light, because that's just 100.
Oh, you know, snap.
Everybody want to get on Cam Newton for dancing a little bit and having a good time and all this other stuff, but when a white dude does the exact same thing, nothing is said about it. So, shout out for Robert Flores for pointing that out.
No, I like that.
And then my last Norse Awards got to go to the Philadelphia 76ers, because I told you to book it. I told you to book it down. I said they was going to beat the Lakers, baby. And the Lakers gave it to them, baby. First win of the season. Beat those Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers. They ain't got the donut no more. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, man. Kobe's homecoming and all that. Oh, like, damn.
Yes.
It was like, y'all going to be the first ones to give it up? Of course you are.
Yep. It's only right.
Yeah, it is. It's like
Only right.
Hey, then, for sorry teams, when another sorry team come in, there's your chance.
Sir.
All right, so we moving on to the what the fuck.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, man, what you got?
All right, I got a couple, but first things first, I want to send prayers to all the people and the families out in San Bernardino who lost loved ones during that whole, I guess at this point they consider it a terrorist attack. I'm sure most people have heard about it at this point. Hits home a little bit harder here just because San Bernardino is like right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, hearing about something like that happen, you know, people being held hostage and things of that nature. It's just a very sad situation. So definitely want to send prayers to all those involved and to the families and, you know, hopefully all those involved, parties involved for their evil deeds pay for their evil deeds because it's getting a little ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
It's getting a little crazy out there. So everybody out there, please, please be careful. That being said, what the fuck moments. First one, want to give to one that just appeared tonight that I had to tweet out. Byron Scott. Jesus Christ, man. The whole reason, the whole just purpose of this season for the Lakers was to develop their young talent more than anything. Yes, it is Kobe's last season. He's retiring.
Yeah, I was going to say that was number two.
You know, and all that stuff. But the most important thing this season was developing your young talent. Hopefully they're playing better. They can encourage some free agents to come over in the next offseason. Everything looks good. Kobe can ride out into the wind. And you sign a new superstar. Well, at this point, Byron Scott doesn't seem to think that's a great idea. He has benched Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell, which makes absolutely no sense to me. And replacing them in the lineup, he has Larry Nance Jr.,
yeah,
who, yeah, I guess he is a rookie, so I guess technically he is developing somebody.
He's an energy guy, okay.
And then point guard, who did he replace
him with? He put in Lou Williams in.
Oh, yeah, he put in Lou Williams, which, I mean, Lou Williams is best suited coming off the bench where he can kind of be the go-to guy and the go-to scorer, putting him with Kobe Bryant. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I saw that move. I was like, wait, what?
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, he was like, I'm going to do it for the 5 games. Let's just try it out and see. Like,
5 to 10 games.
I'm like, come on, man. It's almost like, you know what? If you feel like you need a little bit, I can almost see it with Russell, almost, because I'm like he brand new, he running point. If you need to take him out a little bit, okay. I don't understand why he took Julius Randle out. I'm like, why are you taking? You real heavy at guards.
Byron's trying to get fired.
Yeah, some people like, how come they didn't fire him already? I'm like, what? What does it matter? Like, it's not gonna make a difference. Yeah, the whole season is about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's retirement has officially taken precedence over everything,
including developing your young talent.
Yeah, I'm like, dude. Yeah, I just saw Russell DM a tweet. Russell was saying something about how the ball movement is better on the second unit. I'm like, oh, what? What?
Oh, snap.
Is that taking a comment at somebody?
Oh man,
this
circus just keeps going, man. You gotta.
He can't stop. Byron just can't stop.
All right, and then my last what the fuck moment is going to Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham, the ODB, who on the 4th and 2 yesterday's game, granted he did redeem himself, but he. He couldn't come up with a play, and it was 4th down and 2, and the ball was on the ground, and he just kicked that shit like it was a damn soccer ball. Ref, of course, was literally standing right in front of him, watching him the whole time when he just booted the ball, and it was just like, oh, There you go. 5 yards. Enjoy it. And then it became a 4th and 7. Like I said, granted, he did redeem himself and make the nice clutch catch on the next play. But I was like, dude, to put your team in that position from a 4th and 2 to all of a sudden a 4th and 7, go from short yardage to long yardage. Had you not made that catch, that's all people would have been talking about yesterday as far as the Giants game. But since he made that catch, nobody cares. But I'm like, that play could have cost the Giants even more so. Because they lost because they missed a field goal. But I'm like, had that play cost them, ODB would have been the GOAT of yesterday's game.
Yeah, he would have.
Yep.
You can get that.
Exactly.
All right, for me, I only have a couple. First one is going back to that Philly game that the Lakers blew. And it's more so for Kobe Bryant. In that loss, he shot 7 of 26. But more than that stood out to me, 4 of 17 from 3.
Oof.
I was like, 17 threes? I'm like, all right, look, I know I'm old. You know, I remember when the league wasn't three-point happy. You know, but I'm like, you shooting 10 threes, that's a lot to me. 10 yes. threes is a lot. You shooting 17 and you got 26 field goals total and 17 of them are three and you ain't, you know, you name not J.J. Redick, Korver.
Steph Curry.
Yeah. I mean, if Steph Curry, I'm like, all right, because I know about half of them are going to at least be in some kind of rhythm shot.
Yep.
Whether he comes down to dribble or something, I'm like, 17, what are you doing? And I think he hit like his first three.
And it was he like, can't penetrate anymore like that, and he's kind of got to settle for jump shots at this point.
My nigga, that's some J.R. Smith type crap. And that was that game I saw where they lost. And he was just like, oh, I'm just going to jack it. I hate y'all. Like, I'm passing it to you. Doesn't mean you have to take the shot.
Yeah.
But okay. But yeah, I saw that. Like, dude, don't. I remember this time last year, Byron was like, I don't want this team shooting no threes.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, guess that's changed. Hey, it's Kobe.
Well, it's
though.
Kobe. Exactly.
Kobe has 20 Kobe. Years of experience. He can do what he wants. Now, if that was Nick Young, he getting yanked real quick.
Yep. He getting benched.
And,
DNP coach's decision.
Yep. And then my last one, shout out to your Baylor. He said, James Harden said his defense is affected by playing too many minutes. When he was like, yo, at first I saw where he's like, I'm playing too many minutes. I need to pull it back. And then Baylor's tweeted the headline where he was like, my defense is being affected because I'm playing too many minutes. Like, what, D? And then after that, what day was this?
Was it Shaq Thursday? And a fool?
Yeah, well, Shaq was gone. It was Kenyon, and they showed two clips of James Harden non-defense ass. One, I think, against the Suns, or the dude from half court. I think the ball gets stolen for a player of his. And then he does, and he looked like he's complaining about the guy getting the ball stolen from him. Meanwhile, the guy who steals the ball goes right by him for a layup. Like, what the what the hell are you doing? And then the other play, he comes running down. Teammate puts up the shot. And I guess he's assuming that either the guy is going to get the rebound or somebody from behind him, one of his teammates is going to get the rebound. The ball falls right in front of him.
Yes. And
right
he just looked at it.
He looks at it like.
You going to grab the rebound. Get the rebound.
And somebody else, other player comes in, grabs the rebound, and puts it back in for a dunk. You like.
I got to save my energy on the defense, on the offensive end. I don't got time to be picking up rebounds and all that nonsense. Give me the ball. I shoot. Man.
Look, you know what? I can say like. Look, you a great scorer, great ball handler as well, but your team is trash right now. And that's how you play in defense, man?
Fool this man!
I'm like, well, oh, and then let me find this joint real quick since I'm still in the what the fuck moment. Speaking of Kobe Bryant and them and his shot selection. Oh, it was like Laker field goal, most field goal attempts per game. Because I'm going to start from the back. Julius Randle had 10.5, shooting 44%. D'Angelo Russell, 10.7, 41. Jordan Clarkson, 13.4, 47. Kobe Bryant, let me make sure, 18 shots a game, 31%. Like, what the fuck? I mean, even in today's game, it was like, oh, Kobe Bryant shoot double 50%. Like, wow, they're making it. This is like a big-ass deal.
Oh, man.
Kobe Bryant's 8 for 16? What? I'm like, God damn. I mean, you shoot 50% fools. He's late.
Well, half the time, he's shooting like 4 for 25.
Yeah. Like, come on. Come on, y'all. Find a balance or something. Jeez.
Bench Kobe.
I'm just keep telling y'all, like, you can't. Because even the funked up part was, it was like, why are you benching them? But Kobe Bryant basically saying, if I wasn't retiring, I would not play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the other dudes.
Because it's Kobe. He's got 20 years in. He can do whatever he wants.
And yeah, Byron's getting fired at the end of the season. Not now, because there's no point. It's no point. It's all about Kobe. Even if Kobe Bryant, I will give it to Kobe on that. He's always been a guy who, you're like, hey, people come to see me play. I want to make sure I'm out there, you know, to give the fans what they want. So he's gutting it out. I give him props for that. You know, don't play his butt 38 minutes if he's hurt. But just, the fact that he's out there and wants to give the fans some love, I appreciate that.
Yep.
When he doesn't have to, because he could have been like, I'm hurt, I need to sit down. But he's like, this is the last go round. I'm going to gut it out. Good for you. But if I'm telling you, Laker fans, if this is a wasted season and there is little to no development or improvement from your young guys, I'm blaming everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The only person I'm not blaming is Kobe Bryant, because we know. This is last year, we know.
Yep.
But you can't be like, well, we just wait until Kobe Bryant finish and then we can start over. Well, you better get to doing something with these young dudes.
Yeah. Like right now.
Figure it out. All right, y'all. Well, once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network. I got to turn my headphones up. That'll be coming up pretty soon. Make sure you're checking out The Break, hosted by Casey Layman. This last one we did was we were talking about fathers raising daughters. Something I had put together. I was asking a number of fellow podcasters, women podcasters, about them growing up with their fathers, the stuff that they learned. So I compiled a list of stuff. So I'm just trying to let y'all know that. And also the ladies also share their findings as well. So it's a good episode. I hope y'all check it out. Make sure you check us out. You know, leave us some reviews on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Player FM. If y'all want to get at us directly, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @brotherslayman. You can reach out to us on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. Since day one, for the first time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the first time, seeing what we brought up in here in the happy hour. If you enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about it. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See what we got today. Well, in the spirit of Christmas, go ahead and tell Santa. Tell your elves. Tell Mrs. Claus. Tell the reindeers. Tell Rudolph. Tell Donder and Blitzen and Dancer and Cupid and Comet. And I don't know the rest of them. If y'all know them, please recite them back to me. But tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
I had to get some real professionals for the job, son.
Numerous cats.
Word up. Get fishing, nigga.
This is what you call liquid.
Straight blazing through. What?
it's like mangrams. Blazing through, blazing through. Pass that African black gold over here. Blazing through, you know how they rock. Attack mode, time to strike like a cobra. Poisonous venom into your system, killing you slower than niggas with blowers to your juggler. My brother's keeper, but I put my brother to sleep if my brother try to creep up. You know me, son, show respect when I rock in the podium. Steam rolling on niggas, my team straight blowing them. Got them throwing their guns in the air like Onyx. Chef, Miss Smith and Wesson, crime shit, New York's fine.
Let me warn y'all, killers upstairs, I see all y'all. Heavy like fuck, thinking my niggas might floor y'all. Blow your ammo. Shalar, see the guard, fly commando, handle, gun on my leg, blow his hand off. I'm looking at you wild like fuck. You probably think I'm high, seems luck. Chain around my neck, border from Egypt. Need what? Hennessy drink, mahogany guns, we treased up. Come out your shirt, buckle knees up. This Casablanca rap, nigga, throw some G's up. Less poly, slow mo status, bring the keys up. Wondering runners is looking mighty pleased up. Right, stupid, FBI, tell them
peace. Fake this money, niggas, hold a gun. Full of licks, bust your dick, drop your one. Baby need new shoes and an outfit. I see you stick the piece, you came with the dick lick. You see my set of twin hitmen from Bushwick. Two chicks with the 22 text, bitch. You heard about them. Now open up the circle so the dice can breathe. Pay you double if you triple, if you push, you pay me. You got a poly with your boots, stack your loot up.
Get your weight up, big up, pull your boots up.
You step into the club, put your guns up. Put the tensions on the mind and raise the roof up. You gotta keep it in the fan, stack your loot up. Get your weight up, big up, pull your boots up. When you step into the club, put your guns up. Put the tensions on the mind and raise the roof up. Raise the roof up.
Raise the roof up. Never before we came to raise the roof up. Raise the roof up. Raise the roof up. Still in all we came to raise the roof up.
Manote the flash.
Gun in the stash. Rolling for Mohad.
Check why you slap fire out them, hold fast.
These niggas gotta pay the hard way.
Free the hard way, you lost. Swinging on them like a San Diego.
You heard what the guards say, let's start this. Professional marksmen swimming like killer sharks. We lead the little heartless on point like a dark bitch. Bomb your camp if you want this.
Connect with convicts.
On some darn
respect
shit.
The camouflage patch, you get the money and stack. Go to war like the damn if he push to do that. Keep his movements discreet when he out in the streets. Had the stash built to high heat for those who creep.
Keep the ghetto bastards running your crib like two masked men. I run with a tech and we ain't asking, we blasting. Chef brought the extra cannon from Staten. Rhyme official live broadcasting, making it happen.
You gotta make power moves, black guns and cash rules. Hold my eight straight, cause I've been paying dues. Waves came from way back, trying to see your mail stack. Miami money cast, they leave you laying damn flat.
You got a poly with your crew. Stack your loot up. Get your weight up, big up, pull your boots up. When you're playing in the cut, put your guns up.
Flip intentions on your mind, raise the roof up. You gotta keep it in the pan, stack your loot up. Get your weight up, big up, pull your boots up. When you're playing in the cut, put your guns up. Flip intentions on your mind, raise the roof up.
Raise the roof up, raise the roof up. Step the door, we came to raise the roof up. Raise the roof up, raise the roof up. Raise the roof, we came to raise the roof up. Raise the roof up, raise the roof up. Raise the roof, we had to raise the roof up. Raise the roof up, raise the roof up.
This shit is multi.
We came to raise the roof up.
Y'all better see it. Y'all roof, word up. Smith, West, Lex, another project. Go to projects. Next.
Your roof is on fire. We don't need no more of that. Your cocoa is burning. You got a poly with your crew to stack your loot up. Get your weight up, pick up, pull your boots up. When you step into the club with the guns up, with intentions on the mind to raise the roof up. You gotta keep it in the fan to stack the loot up.